there's been a lot of genuine concerns expressed by people because of the concern that after a number of weeks of people staying at home in order to protect themselves and their families and their local communities from the spread of the coronavirus, that there is a potential that somehow the discipline that's been there might be allowed to slip. And the news that the restrictions and enforcement restrictions the Gardaí have had do not apply to people if they're not resident in the Republic have been a source of real concern for them. And it has been a real mistake by the government in relation to the wording of the regulations which were introduced, which means that now the Gardaí believe they don't have the power to enforce those rules. We all know, going back to whenever these enforcement regulations were put into play and the Gardaí started enforcing, that really did make a big difference in relation to how people reacted and to the discipline that everyone showed. And while the vast majority continue to be disciplined, it's essential that the Garda continue to have the enforcement powers necessary for those that don't. And that has to apply to people regardless of where they live. So it's essential now that the Minister for Health moves immediately to actually amend these regulations to ensure that this lacuna in their regulations is immediately addressed.
Now, the point has been made that people should not really be crossing the border. The 2 kilometre rule isn't explicitly enforced within Northern Ireland necessarily, but the Deputy First Minister, for instance, Michelle O'Neill, has made it quite clear that people shouldn't be crossing the border into Donegal and people shouldn't be engaging in unnecessary travel from their homes within Northern Ireland. It would appear on the face of it that's not enough.
No, but no one should be going any more than 2 kilometres from their home, regardless of whether they reside in the north or reside in the south. And the essential thing is that people continue to adhere to that. But we all do know that it's important that the Gardaí have the enforcement powers to actually ensure that people that might be inclined not to heed the public health advice can be cautioned and made to stick by it. So it's essential, therefore, that there is no slippage in this. It's essential that the regulations apply to absolutely everyone. And the Minister for Health does have the powers to amend those regulations under the emergency legislation which was passed by the Dáil just a few weeks ago. So it's essential he now moves immediately to actually amend those regulations to ensure that they do apply to everyone.
Important, obviously, that the Attorney General is involved in the wording of this, because questions being asked, for instance, by Deputy Padraig McLaughlin as to how did this manage to get past the Attorney General in the first place?
Yes, it certainly shouldn't. This was something that shouldn't have happened. It was a failure in relation to the wording of the regulation, which was supposed to apply to everyone. But in the way that it was worded, the Gardaí came to the conclusion that it wasn't tight enough to ensure that they could apply it and make it stick to everyone. So certainly the Attorney General's office and the legal drafters slipped up and made a big mistake in relation to this. But fortunately, this can be amended and can be addressed. The Minister does have the power to do that, and an essential thing here now is he actually moves to remove that mistake and that lacuna in the law immediately to ensure that the regulations apply to absolutely everyone.